Now that the British Parliament has banned fox hunting in the UK, many British hunters are looking for opportunities abroad. In the past few years, many have been heading to the other side of the English Channel, to France. They're finding different wildlife and an entirely different take on the pastime. Eleanor Beardsley went to the forests of Burgundy and has this report.
Inès Monod and her husband run a bed and breakfast in one of France's 440 hunting clubs out of a restored 12th century Cistercian abbey in the heart of Burgundy. Monod rises before dawn to prepare the horses and the hounds for the day's hunt. The quarry is wild boar, or sanglier. She says that hunting in France is growing so popular among the English that she now offers a five-day package that includes room, meals, and two hunts. This morning, as she checks her hounds, Monod discovers eight new puppies born overnight.
How many babies you have? My God. Oh, you're so sweet.
English hunters are so enthusiastic about their experience here, says Monod, that many ask to help her with her 110 hunting dogs.
They really like it because it's totally different. It's a new experience for them. So they like, first thing they like is the idea of being free in the forest. They go wherever they want. In England, you know, there is a field master, and you have to follow the field master because you're in private land, and you can't go everywhere. In France, we have a big forest of 9,000 hectares, which we rent from the state, and you go wherever you want.
While hunting in France and England share many of the same traditions, what sets them apart, says Pierre de Bois-Guilbert, General Secretary of the French Hunting Association, is that hunting here is not a class issue.
Hunting with hounds is very, very much part of our culture. It hasn't been a political issue. You know, it's part of the real deep roots of this country. So it's very much accepted from the politician, from the media, from everywhere. It is accepted.
English hunter Eric Wilkinson is hunting wild boar today in an immense forest where hunts like this have been taking place for centuries. Wilkinson says he began coming here 5 years ago and has since become attached to hunting à la française.
Well, I love the fact that all the members of the hunt participate in the hunt. And it's not just a ride around the countryside. It really is a true hunt, and there's all the excitement of catching a fairly large and dangerous animal.
Those in hunting jackets and on horseback are not the only ones to share in the excitement of a French hunt. Dozens of people known as followers turn out from surrounding villages, taking part by car, foot, and even on bicycle. For Brigitte Camot, who meets friends here each week, following the hunt is a social occasion. There's an incredible ambiance with the dogs, the horses, the trumpets, and running after the animal in the forest, she says. But it's not a big deal if we don't catch him, because in the end it's the ruse between man and beast that counts. As the hunt begins, everyone here says they sympathize with their fellow sportsmen across the channel. Fabrice Tanry, who has his arm in a sling after being gored by a wild boar, says he even went to London to take part in pro-hunting demonstrations outside the British Parliament.
Hunters and the rural world are a little worried because with Europe there are more and more restrictions on hunting, and we see more and more protests from city dwellers against hunting. And so hunters are finding themselves on the defensive.
The only one on the defensive today is the boar, who has been running from the pack for almost 5 hours. In a harrowing ending to her life, the sanglier is cornered on a hillside by the hounds and surrounded by the hunters while the followers run through the forest to witness the kill. And all this without an animal activist in sight. Now that hunting has been banned in the UK, even more British hunters are expected to cross the channel and swap their hunting cry of tally-ho for the original French tayo. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.